Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's chat a little football right now. It was the extension deadline day. If you were slapped with the franchise tag, we know Dak Prescott and the Cowboys did not come to a contract extension. So we go to a former Cowboys quarterback right now in Steve Berline to talk about that and so much more. Steve, thanks for the time. How you been, my friend?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, we're doing fantastic. Can't complain. Were you surprised that the Cowboys and Dak didn't get a deal done?
I wouldn't say that I'm surprised. You know, the way that this thing has carried on for, the last year plus, it seems like, you know, Dak and his people have really had their feet dug in the sand pretty strongly, and they're not going to budge from what they are going to settle for. And, I personally think it's a mistake. It could very well pay off for him eventually. But I really believe that, you know, all the benefits that you get for being the Cowboys quarterback, playing in Texas, you know, where it's completely tax-free and everything else, there's money that you're giving up on that thing on the back end. And I really think that it kind of puts the team in general in a bad spot where they've got to choose sides and they've got to, you know, figure out who they support and all that kind of. It's a distraction. I really believe that if he would have just taken the deal that's on the table, which I thought was a more than fair deal for what he's accomplished, it would be in good. Everybody would feel great about it, and his teammates would appreciate it. It would be behind everybody, and he'd have to settle for making $33 to $35 million a year. I think he should have been pretty happy with that, but obviously that's not the number they want.
So you think that this could be an issue that carries over into the locker room and could get maybe ugly here?
Well, I think it could. I'm not saying that it will one way or the other, but I think it could. We've seen examples of players that have played on the franchise tag multiple years, Kirk Cousins being the one that really jumps out. And he's come out of it just fine. You know, he's made more over the last 4 years than any other quarterback in the NFL and any other player in the NFL. And I think the same could be the same for Dak if the Cowboys were to drop the same tag on him next year. I just think it would have been in everybody's best interest. And I know there was an extra year the Cowboys wanted to tack on to it, but I think that Dak, it really would have made a good positive statement, not only to his team about how to handle these things right, but also to the rest of the league. And unfortunately, that's not going to be the way this ends. It's going to be, Dak's not going to, settle for anything less than what he really, truly believes he's worth. And, we'll see how it works out for him.
But like you said, the Cowboys wanted a 5-year deal and Dak wanted a 4-year deal. You know, I know I asked you in the beginning if you were surprised the deal didn't get done, but were you surprised that Jerry Jones, who's been on the record before saying this is a deal that he knows he has to get done, didn't just come in and swoop in and go, you know what, you want a 4-year deal, we believe in you, we'll give you that 4-year deal instead of wanting that extra year?
Yeah, you can make a case for it either way, and the Cowboys have a strong case, I think a stronger case than Dak does. I'm a former player, and I understand as a player, you have to make these difficult calls. I just think in the overall goodwill thing, I think really a lot of times, especially in the last 10 years, has gone by the wayside. You know, very few people will give anything off of what they want for what is in the best interest of everybody. And I know, heck, I got burned by it in my career where I, in fact, trusting that the Carolina Panthers would care of me in the long run, and they didn't. And I'm still bitter about that, but I still believe that overall the attitude is if they're making a fair offer, and the guarantee is up over $100 million, which obviously is a little different than the deal that I was a part of back in 1999, 2000. But I still believe there's something to be said for taking maybe a little less than what you think you're worth and trying to make that good, positive statement. I think it makes both sides feel like it was a fair deal, and it ends up paying off in the end.
Steve Berline here with us at the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. How do you view Dak as a quarterback right now, Steve?
I view him as a very talented quarterback. You know, numbers, as far as statistics go, speak for themselves, and he's shown he can be a very high-level quarterback. He almost threw for 5,000 yards last year, which was number two in the league, I believe. But you also have to look at the negative side of things. You know, after starting out 3-0, they went 5-8 away, and his record against playoff teams was, I think, 1-6 or 1-7. And he wants to be paid, you know, with the top two or three quarterbacks in the league. And you can't even put Mahomes in the same category with the contract that he got and what he's worth and his value. But, I think that Dak, that's another reason. I mean, he could have come out and said, all right, in that fifth year, we'll do it. But if I prove myself over the first four, that fifth year's got to have some bonuses. You know, the percentage of snaps played, it could be playoff wins. It could be based on a lot of different things.
So when we look at that division for this upcoming year, it's a two-team race. I don't put much stock in the Giants. I don't put much stock in Washington. It's the Eagles and the Cowboys. Right now, who do you think wins that division?
I would, if I had to pick, I would choose I would go with the Eagles, I think. And I like some of the moves they made in the offseason. I think that, they're a team that's going to come back extremely hungry. They've got the same system in place, a team that won the Super Bowl just a couple years back. Peterson, I think, has got a real good grip on that football team. I think that if they can stay healthy, especially with Carson Wentz, I just like the Cowboys. I like the Eagles a little bit more if I had to choose one over the other. But they're both very talented teams. They can play with anybody, and it will depend, and it's going to come down, as it usually does, to which quarterback plays better in the big moments and the big games.
Let me go to the AFC. We know earlier in this offseason, Ryan Tannehill got a four-year extension for $118 million. Derrick Henry today got a four-year deal for $50 million, a little over $25 guaranteed. What is Tennessee going to be this year? Because they surprised a lot of people last year, not getting in the playoffs. That was something that people thought could happen, but get into the AFC championship game. I don't know too many people that were predicting that. So what do you see for Tennessee this year?
Well, I think what they proved, down the stretch last year, especially with the big win over New England, was that they're not afraid of anybody. They've got a really, really good mentality. Vrabel has done a great job of getting that team to believe in themselves, play his style of football, which obviously is in the mold of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. But they play good, solid defense. They run the football. Getting Henry back, I think, to take the pressure off of Tannehill was huge. But I think they're a really good, solid football team. They're a playmaker or two away at the skill positions. They need their wide receivers and their tight ends to be more productive in the passing game. And that is going to come back now on Ryan Tannehill. He's had a year in the system, and it's going to come down to – or is he going to be a guy that you really can hang your hat on down the road? You know, Nick Foles, every time he had proven himself before and earned the big contract, he hasn't been able to step up and validate that big contract as a franchise guy. We're going to see if Ryan Tannehill is that guy or if he can really establish himself as the long-term answer for the Titans.
I want to give you four quarterback names before we run and just get your thoughts on them, Steve Berline. Let me start off with the GOAT going from Tampa to going from New England to Tampa. What do you see for Brady and the Bucs this year?
You know, I think it's obviously going to be an upgrade, and you bring in the arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, and put him with those weapons they've got on the outside, and they've got some great tight ends to go along with Gronkowski. I think Gronkowski will be a situational player, red zone and third down, but they've got two other tight ends there that are both really good playmakers. And then you've got arguably the best tandem of wide receivers in the NFL with Godwin and Mike Evans. So, he's got a lot of weapons, more weapons than he ever had in New England. The question is, what has he got left in the tank? And, I don't think it's going to end the way that Tampa Bay wants it to as far as taking it all the way, but they're going to be a team that's going to get to that 10 or 11 win mark. They'll make it to the playoffs. And if you get Brady in, I mean, you never know what's going to happen, especially with the warm weather, and if they can protect him and keep him healthy, I would have a hard time betting against him, but I just don't quite see it ending up with a Super Bowl. But they're going to be a very good football team, and hopefully they'll get 2 years out of Brady.
It ended ugly in Carolina with Cam and the Panthers. Now Cam is at One Patriot Place trying to replace Tom Brady. At 31, coming off the foot and shoulder injuries the last 2 years, do you see a second successful chapter for Cam in the National Football League?
I do. I really do. I believe he's got the motivation. I think he's healthy for the first time in a while. The real key for me, as far as Cam goes, is he, from a maturity standpoint, going to be able to understand how fortunate he is, despite the fact that it's a huge pay cut, and people are making it up as a slap in the face that he's getting paid so little compared to some of these other quarterbacks. This is his opportunity to prove all the critics wrong and to show that he is healthy, he can play at that high level. He's got to keep his focus. He's got to make sure that he doesn't try to become the center of the attention there, become a me guy. He's got to jump into the New England way of thinking, the Patriot way, and just be Cam Newton. Let the attention take care of itself. Don't be out there trying to attract attention to himself, because if he struggles and he's out there trying to promote himself and all of a sudden it turns south, we know what's going to happen with those New England fans up there. They're going to turn on him in a hurry because they're used to greatness and consistency out of the quarterback and humility out of the quarterback. And so if Cam can be that guy and just let his actions speak for him, he'll come out of this great, and I think he can do it.
You like Buffalo or New England in that division this year?
You know what? I really do like Buffalo. I love what Brandon Bean, the GM up there, has done, and I'm a huge Josh Allen fan. I think if he can make the progress from year two to year three as he did from year one to year two, and they've added some weapons outside. They've made some great moves to skill positions, and I think they've gotten more solid up front on both sides too. They're a really good football team, and I think this is the time, because I really do believe that New England with Cam is going to struggle early because he hasn't had time in that system. He doesn't know his teammates. They don't have any chemistry. I think that's going to be a real challenge early in the year for the New England Patriots, and I think they'll have a hard time catching up and running down the Buffalo Bills at the end of the year.
Two more for Steve Berline. Teddy Bridgewater going to Carolina. Your thoughts?
I love Teddy Bridgewater. Anytime you get a quarterback that can complete up to near 70% of his passes, and you look at the consistency that he was playing with before that gruesome injury, I really believe he can be a really consistent performer in Carolina. They had to feel pretty strongly about that to make the move to him and pay him what they're paying him, over $20 million a year to replace Cam. So I really do like the choice and the commitment to Teddy. It may not show up in year one, but if he plays consistent and gives him a chance to win throughout the course of this first year, I think year two will be a great year for him and the Panthers, and it'll pay off for him. He's just got to get through this first year healthy and playing well, and I think the rest of it will take care of itself.
Does Philip Rivers have anything left in the tank for the Colts?
I love Philip Rivers. I always have. But I really believe that the decline the last couple of years has been significant. I just don't think he can rely on his arm the way that he used to. He's never been a playmaking quarterback with his feet. Incredibly tough, incredibly durable, incredibly smart. But I just don't think throughout the course of the season in a new offense that he's going to have enough left in the tank to really play at the level that the Indianapolis Colts are going to need him to play at. So we'll see how it goes. I hope I'm wrong on that one, but I don't think it's going to end well for Phillip Rivers this year. I think this will be the last we see of Phillip Rivers.
Steve, thanks for the time. All the best.
All right, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.